Hello and welcome to the Mother's Day edition of Praise the Lord. I want to thank all the mothers out there for tuning in on this special day. Let's start out with nothing fancy, and it's a good feeling.
I've got this feeling that you could be the reason. I've been feeling this feeling ever since I met you. I can't explain it, wouldn't know where to start. It starts at my toes and winds up right in my heart. It's a good feeling, feeling in love with you. A good feeling, all I wanna do. It's a good, good feeling, feeling in love with you. Notion that you could be the potion that makes me crazy and drives me wild. It's a silly idea, but every time I see you, I can't seem to talk. All I do is smile. It's a good feeling, feeling in love with you. A good feeling, all I wanna do. It's a good, good feeling. You could be the one that's just right for me. How will I know? Is this feeling a sign? I don't know what it is, but it suits me fine. It's a good feeling, feeling in love with you. A good feeling, all I wanna do. It's a good, good feeling, feeling in love with you. A good feeling, all I wanna do. It's a good, good feeling.
Hey, that's nothing fancy, and it's a good feeling on this Mother's Day edition of Praise the Lord. Here comes Celine Dion, and Because You Loved Me.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength. because you loved me.
Great song by Celine Dion, and Because You Love Me on Mother's Day Radio Action. Praise the Lord, Dawn Suhan in here with you. Hope you're having a great Mother's Day. Take the time, if your mother is still around, go over, visit, and if not, at least give her a phone call today. Make sure that you do that. And we're going to continue on with the program. And here is Bonnie J. Barbie, and this is called A Mother's Prayer.
A precious little baby boy tucked in his mother's arms listens as she asks the Lord to keep him safe from harm. He looks at her in wonder as he hears his mama pray for God to bless the baby girl who will marry him someday. Keep her safe, make her strong, guard her body, heart, and soul. Let her life be filled with love. Light the path that she's begun. Give her faith, for she's the one who will grow into the woman who will stand beside my son. Tools, his busy hands at play. Somewhere other tiny hands will join with his one day. Her heart goes out across the miles as she seeks her father's face. Prayers rise into heaven, transcending time and space. Keep her safe, make her strong. Her son is joining with the one she's prayed for all these years. She sees God's hand, his perfect plan in the couple standing there. She breathes a sigh of thanks to God who heard a mother's prayer.
Peace.
them grow into a couple who will glorify, glorify your son.
Bonnie J. Barbie. That's called A Mother's Prayer on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Hey, you need to contact us. You can do that at radioaction100@gmail.com. And you could go to Spreaker and find some of our archive shows at www.spreaker.com and then search for Radio Action 100. Hey, for those of you out there that are thinking about getting a gift for that special mom on this Mother's Day, make sure that you give it a lot of thought.
Welcome to the expert portion of the show. This is where we feature those three little words that men find so hard to say.
I don't know.
That's true, because they don't say it.
All right. Today's letter reads as follows. Dear experts.
La, 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 la.
Yesterday was my wife's birthday. Ordinarily, I would have gotten her some jewelry or perfume, but since I'm an enlightened husband, I bought her a 12-inch reciprocating saw. She burst into tears and locked herself in the bathroom. Where did I go wrong? Should I have bought her a bigger saw?
Probably not. Women sometimes cry when they're happy, but they never leave the room. Sounds to me like you blew it big time here, buddy.
I concur with Mr. Green. I've often given gifts to women, but if it's not the correct gift, or perhaps it was not acquired in a perfectly legal context, then there's often a confrontational aftermath associated with the presentation of said gift.
But you know what I think? I think women give off lots of signals as to what it is they really want.
You know, but if you fail to pick up on those signals, it's really your fault, not hers.
Well, good for you, Harold. And you know, if I didn't have a woman in my life, I'd have lots of theories, too.
I'm just saying that women say what they want. I mean, you have to be able to listen to those things. You got to be hearing properly.
Sorry, what?
Okay, if you know so much, then what's the perfect gift for Aunt Bernice?
Well, it's not that easy, Harold.
No, I agree. I mean, you've got to give a gift that's nice enough so that she'll know that you care for her. But if you give her too special a gift, then she's going to think you're covering up for something you did wrong.
No, I disagree with that approach. No. If you're in a trusting, honest relationship, you can be generous without consequences.
Oh, no, Harold. If you're in any kind of relationship, you can't do anything without consequences.
I hate consequences.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to apologize to this man who wrote in because obviously we can't agree on anything. And also, my suggestion is just follow with your own heart. I can't believe it. You know, I think if I was married to you guys, I'd kill myself.
Harold, you wouldn't have to.
Well, there you go. The experts, Red, Green, and Company, get that perfect gift for that special mother. Here's Shauna Belt. This is called Thankful.
One for each blessed day. Two, every breath I take. Three for my family. Four, all they mean to me. Five, just to be alive. Six for the earth and sky. And seven,
counting the holes in love.
comes Anthem Lights on Praise the Lord. This is called Isn't She Lovely? Going out to all the mothers out there.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Such a beautiful soul.
Hello, I'm Al Murphy. Mother's Day turns 104 this year. It is a day that is known mostly as a time for brunches, gifts, cards, and general outpourings of love and appreciation. It's a well-known fact that being a mom is probably the hardest job in the world. A mother is someone who loves unconditionally and places the needs of her children above her own on a personal level, and not only with words, but also actions. There are many definitions of the word mother, with the most obvious, of course, being a person who gives birth. But there is much more than the obvious when it comes to describing the word mother. A mother is a person who loves and cares for her child. Mother figures may include stepmothers, relatives, mothers-in-law, a guardian, for example, a foster parent, or a family friend. Mother is the woman who raises you, who is there for you when you are sick or hurt, the woman who laughs with you, who cries with you, who loves you even when you aren't exactly lovable from time to time, for whatever reason. This coming Sunday, Mother's Day is celebrated in many countries of the world. It is the time for people to thank mothers and mother figures who took the time to care for them and help them through life's challenges. And I'll return with more on the subject of Mother's Day later in the broadcast.
This is a wonderful meal. The candles are a really nice touch.
Thank you, dear. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
Yeah.
You mean right this minute? Well, hang on.
What?
Let's see. Lunch tomorrow looks like a bologna sandwich on white bread.
Lunch tomorrow?
And it doesn't look like you've done the laundry yet. Oh, and you're using that fabric softener I don't like. And my shirts aren't pressed.
Bob, I just want to know if you love me.
Well, I'd say right now, including this lovely dinner, my love for you is lukewarm.
Lukewarm?
Oh, it's a solid 3 out of 10, and I'm sure it'll be higher after you do the laundry.
After I do? Bob, you don't love me. You just love the things I do for you.
Do you love God for who He is? Or is your love for Him dependent on what He does for you?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Radio Action, Radio Action.
Here's water and wine. Thank you, Mother, on this Mother's Day.
Holding my hands when we walked across the street, teaching me to lace my shoes on my tiny feet, telling me I'm proud of you when my team got beat, and all those bedtime stories I kissed it off to sleep. Thank you, Mother, for all the times you spent down on your knees praying to the Savior that her sons he'd always keep. Thanks for the hugs and kisses and band-aids on my knees. Thank you, Mother, for loving God and me. Most of all, I remember the stories that you told that came straight from the Bible about the days of old. And when the time came for me to ask Jesus in my heart, Mama, you were there praying with me in the dark. Thank you, Mother, for all the times you spent down on your knees praying to the Savior that her sons he'd all. Thanks for the hugs and kisses and band-aids on my knees. Thank you, Mother, for loving God and me. Now I have grown up into a Christian, serving the same God that I know still holds your hand. Still when times get rough, you're right there by my side, saying I love you and God loves you, everything's gonna be alright. Thank you, Mother, for all the times you spend down on your knees sons he'd always keep. Thanks for the hugs and kisses and band-aids on my knees. Thank you, Mother, for loving God and me. Thank you, Mother, for all the times you spent down on your knees praying to the Savior that her sons he'd always keep. For the hugs and kisses and band-aids on my knees. Thank you, Mother, for loving God and me. Thank you, Mother, for loving God and me.
And this is Cindy Statham and crew. I love her because she's my mom.
She's loving and caring, devoted, and she's kind. She helps me with decisions when I can't make up my mind.
Unselfish and considerate,
she really is the bomb. And I love her because she's my mom.
Bomb, and I love her 'cause she's my mom. You're so
Restaurant in town. How about we eat there today?
Nah, they have too many kids working there.
Well, what do you have against kids?
Oh, kids today. They're off in their own world with their headphones on.
There's a yellow light.
Riding their skateboards all over the place.
Harold, yellow light.
Playing their stupid video games.
Red light!
Totally oblivious to the world around them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They don't have decent values anymore either.
Harold, there's a crosswalk up there.
They just have no common courtesy.
Harold, people in the crosswalk.
They simply show no respect for other people.
Look out!
Hey, get out of the road! Can't you see I'm driving here?
When we focus on the sins of others, we often lose sight of our own need for God's forgiveness.
Kids today have no respect for the law.
What's that?
That's my radar detector. Guess I better put on my seatbelt.
The Bible states that everyone has sinned. Have you thought about your need for forgiveness? Or are you focusing on the sins of others? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Here's Allison Krauss. Remind me, dear Lord, for being thankful for mothers on this Mother's Day.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Just remember, I'm a human and humans forget. So remind me. Own son, I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the remember, I'm a human.
Hi, this is Al with my concluding comments on Mothers and Mother's Day. The modern-day origins of Mother's Day can be attributed to an American woman named Anna Jarvis, who was important in establishing the tradition in the U.S. In 1907, Anna held a private Mother's Day celebration in memory of her mother, Ann Jarvis, in Grafton, West Virginia. In 1908, she played a key role in arranging a church service that attracted 407 children and their mothers to offer thanks to all mothers. In 1912, she founded a Mother's Day International Association to promote the holiday in other countries. On May 7, 1914, a U.S. government resolution provided that the second Sunday in May be designated Mother's Day, and Anna's dream came true when May 9, 1914 was declared the first National Mother's Day. The concept of Mother's Day grew more and more popular, and soon it crossed national boundaries as people in Mexico, Canada, South America, China, Japan, and Africa all joined the spree to celebrate a day for mother love. While Mother's Day falls on different days depending on the countries where it is celebrated, it is a day to give back, to celebrate the women that raised us. While mothers deserve so much more thanks and respect than this one day a year, it is their special day where we thank them in very different ways for their hard work that might go unthanked the rest of the year. So to all mothers everywhere, I say Happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. I'm Al Murphy.
Hi, this is Bill Monroe from the Grand Ole Opry.
Hello there, I'm Charlie Waller, the country gentleman.
This is Jimmy Martin from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, everybody, this is Earl Scruggs.
Hi, friends, this is Ralph Stanley. I reckon country rocks, but I believe bluegrass roots.
Well, we haven't forgotten about bluegrass here on Mother's Day. Here's the Gibson Brothers, and this is called God Bless Her Because She Is My Mother.
To her breast. God bless her, 'cause she is my mother, and she'll be the last one I'll forget. The roses on her cheeks have faded, and when they pass her on the street, see them mock her, although she may not dress so neat. She was the first to ever love me, the first to hold me to her breast. God bless her, 'cause she is my mother, and she'll be the last one I'll forget. Sorrow, as day by day she's growing old. Instead, her precious smile grows sweeter each day she's closer to God's fold. She was the first to ever love me, the first to hold me to her breast. God bless her, 'cause she is my mother, the last one I'll forget.
Here's Go Fish. This is called the Mom Song, right here for you.
Give me an M. Uh-huh. L. M. M. Give me an O.
Give me an O.
O.
you're still a rock and roller. You're a mom. You're a mom. If you're tired of doing dishes and you know who almost fishes, you're a mom. You're a mom. Ooh, if you have a lot of fun but your work is never done, you're a mom.
Survivor, a doctor, a cooker, your man thinks you're a looker.
If you work all day but you never get paid, you're a mom. If you need a sick day but instead you're gonna play, you're a mom. If your first occupation sounds like a sweet vacation, you're a mom. If your living room floor looks like you're a mom.
You're the boss, the driver, the ultimate survivor. A doctor, a cooker, your man thinks you're a looker.
If you work all day but you never get paid, you're a mom.
Here's Daniel O'Donnell, and this is Mother's Birthday Song.
She sits there in the corner in that old easy chair, grandchildren all around her, not a worry or a care. Mother's birthday is today, but she won't tell her age. She just smiles and winks and says, I've turned another page. And as we sat there talking, as conversation flowed, the memories came flooding back of days so long ago. When she worked in the fields with Dad from morning on till dusk, raising a big family on hard work, love and trust. Everybody's loved one, everybody's had one. I hope that you'll have yours a long, long time. She brought us all into this world, a lady with a heart of gold. Mother, sweet mother of mine. I remember well my younger days, working on the farm. She always said hard labor never done you any harm. And she'd never go to sleep at night, for sometimes we'd be late. A dedicated mother who didn't mind the wait. Now a whole new generation, part of God's great plan, as meant her name has changed, and mother now is known as Gran. And as her young grandchildren sing happy birthday, dear, mother gives them all a hug and wipes away a tear. Everybody's loved one, everybody's had one. I hope that you'll have yours a long, long time. She brought us all into this world, a lady with a heart of gold. Mother, sweet mother of mine. Yes, everybody's loved one, everybody's had one. I hope that you'll have yours a long, long time. She brought us all into this world, a lady with a heart of gold. Mother, sweet mother of mine. That's my mother, sweet mother of mine. My mother, sweet mother of mine.
And now, from the Radio Action Broadcast Hub, here is Don Suhan.
Radio Action! Radio Action!
Hey, I want everybody to remember, Mother knows best.
You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel, look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower.
I know, but...
That's right, to keep you safe and sound, yeah. Guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet. But shh, trust me, pet. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there. Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong, I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague.
No,
yes,
wait.
Also large bugs, men with pointy teeth, and stop no more, you'll just upset me. Mother's right here. Mother will protect you. Darling, here's what I suggest. Skip the drama, stay with Mama. Mother knows best. Go ahead, get trampled by a rhino. Go ahead, get mugged and left for dead. Me, I'm just your mother, what do I know? I only bathed and changed and nursed you. Go ahead and leave me, I deserve it. Let me die alone here, be my guest. When it's too late, you see, just wait. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Take it from your mumsy. On your own you won't survive. Sloppy, underdressed, immature, clumsy, please, they'll eat you up alive. Gullible, naive, positively grubby, ditzy and a bit, well, vague. Plus, I believe, getting kind of chubby. I'm just saying, 'cause I love you. Mother understands. Mother's here to help you. All I have is one request. Rapunzel?
Yes?
Don't ever ask to leave this tower again.
Yes, Mother.
I love you very much, dear.
I love you more.
I love you most. Don't forget it. You regret it. Mother knows best.
Here's the Hound and the Fox, and this is called Hey Mama.
It's been a long day, but we've come a long way, wouldn't you say? I colored it blue just like the sky. Like it's on me too, and I've been chasing some dragons. You've been pushing my wagon, and it's been grand, like you say I am. Hey mama, I love you just the way you are. To the moon and past the stars. Hey mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change a thing. 'Cause you make me sing. Hey mama, looks like it's raining. We're inside playing, and you do it best. Turn a storm into a quest. You say it's lights out. There's so much I can't stop thinking about. Put your patience to the test, and I've been crazy and daring. You've been loving and caring, and it's been grand, like you say. Just the way you are. To the moon and past the stars. Hey mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change a thing. 'Cause you make me sing.
I love her very much.
My favorite thing is dancing with her. My mom likes me.
Hey, mama.
My mom is my best friend. I love that my mom, she snuggles me.
My favorite thing about my mom is how she loves me.
We love you, Mom. Hey, mama. I love you just the way you are. Hey mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change you. 'Cause you make me sing. Hey mama,
happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
The station you turn to for fun.
And more of the greatest hits on earth.
Radio action, radio action.
Here's David Ross, and you put the music in me.
Rock-a-bye, comforting when I'd cry, all in her own style. Then popcorn before my eyes, turning frowns upside down into smiles. With songs of the birds up high, looking at the blue, blue sky, the wind as it rushes by. Then leading me, guiding me, walking beside me, she helped me to walk in the light. And she built my house on a rock, and she lives all that she taught, and she is all that a woman should be. She put the music in me. my child's prayer answering from up above. She gave like a little stream, I was her sunbeam, and I felt my Savior's love. I saw her kneel and pray with our family every day, listening to each whispered word. Gentle indeed in thought, all the things Jesus taught, following prompting she heard. And she lives to search, ponder, pray, and she gives every day. So her thanks will always be thanks indeed. She put the music in, she made the tiny wings, each little bird that sings in the leafy treetops up high. And all creatures great and small, I know God made them all because of her sweet lullaby. And she's like a star shining bright and helps me to choose the right. And she gives me the hope of a life yet to be. She put the music in, she is so good to me. Heavenly Father sent her to me, and she taught me to lift up my voice and sing. She put the music in me. She put the music in me.
Up next is Mr. Jerry Reed, and he's a happy man on this Mother's Day. Thanks for joining me.
Woke up this morning, a smile on my face, looked out at the world, what a beautiful place. The sun's shining in a blue sky above. A holy family surrounded with love, and I'm a happy man, a happy man. I won't take time to be sad. I'm a happy man, a happy man, who's thankful and so glad that I've been taught not to pity myself, but live every moment of life that's left. There's just not enough time to be anything else, anything else but a happy man. Take time, but that kind of thinking to clutter my mind. A man just has such a little while to spread a little joy and give a smile. So I'm a happy man, a happy man. I won't take time to be sad. I'm a happy man, who's thankful and so glad that I've been taught not to pity myself. Life that's left, there's just not enough time to be anything else but a happy man. I've had misfortune to visit on me, to bring my weary spirit and bring me to my knees. But a man can never learn this life till his joy has been mixed with trouble and strife. So I'm a happy man, I'll take the good with the bad. I'm a happy man, and I'm thankful and so glad that I've been taught not to pity myself, but live every moment of life that's left. There's just not enough time to be anything else, anything else but a happy man.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Praise the Lord on Mother's Day. Hope you are having a good one. Be sure to call your mother, send her some flowers, call her on the phone, whatever you need to do. Until next time, this is Dawn Suhan. Bye now.